Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 26, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Invest Engine partners with TrueLayer. ETF investment platform InvestEngine has partnered with the open banking payments network TrueLayer to use variable recurring payments in ETF investing. Monese's XYB partners with Paymentology. Global issuer processor Paymentology has announced its partnership with Monese's XYB in order to improve the latter's coreless banking platform. Verestro launches a bank as a service platform. Poland-based financial technology solutions provider Verestro has launched a bank as a service platform for financial institutions. Razorpay launches international payments account for Indian exporters. India-based fintech Razorpay has launched a solution that allows merchants to receive international payments via wire transfers. WorldPay from FIS launches Revenue Boost. Financial services tech provider WorldPay from FIS has announced the launch of its Revenue Boost solution to help optimize payments and maximize e-commerce potential for merchants. Corpay's netting manager streamlines and automates internal invoice settlement. US-based Corpay has announced that its cross-border business has launched Netting Manager to streamline and automate invoice settlement for businesses. Helsum extends ACH payments in the Xero app. Canada-based payment service provider Helsum has extended ACH bank transfers via its app integration with Xero. Click2Pay upgrades its client portal. Payment service provider Click2Pay has announced multiple updates to its client portal in order to provide companies with improved control over their payments. American Express launches Sync. Global payments company American Express has announced the launch of its Sync program in order to offer new B2B APIs to fintechs and businesses. Thales wants to buy Imperva for US$3.6 billion. France-based technology company Thales has revealed its plans to buy US-based cybersecurity company Imperva for US$3.6 billion. Theta Ray partners with ClickSendNow. South Africa-based remittance platform ClickSendNow has partnered with AI-powered transaction monitoring tech provider Theta Ray to minimize exposure to financial crime. Binance prepares to roll out its services on a new platform in Japan. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has revealed its plans to launch a full suite of services on its new platform in Japan. How instant payments will impact financial crime mitigation. Speaking at the Temenos Community Forum at Vienna earlier this year, FinExtra interviewed Adam Gable, Product Director of Financial Crime, Treasury, and Risk at Temenos, and Hani Hagres, Chief Science Officer at Temenos to discuss how instant payments has been a catalyst to accelerate speed and innovation in financial crime mitigation. Brazil's Pix used for more transactions than credit and debit cards combined. Brazil's Pix continues its runaway success, with more transactions made using the instant payments platform in the first quarter than credit and debit cards combined. Chinese payment app giants start accepting Visa and MasterCard. Travelers to China can now use Alipay and WeChat Pay after the hugely popular mobile payments platforms move to let people link international credit cards. Earned wage access firm Immediate raises $16 million. Immediate, an earned wage access company, announced today a $16 million round of funding. Nexo Standards and the Berlin Group Team on Digital Euro Specifications. Technical standards organizations Nexo Standards and the Berlin Group have today announced a collaboration to align their standards to support the implementation of a CBDC payments ecosystem. iCard collaborates with Snowdrop Solutions on data-driven customer experience. iCard, a fintech company delivering innovative end-to-end payment solutions, and Snowdrop Solutions, a leading provider of location-enhanced transaction enrichment solutions, have joined forces through the Visa Fintech Partner Connect program to elevate its customer experience through the implementation of the cutting-edge transaction data enrichment technology. Simple introduces pay after delivery for online shoppers. Simple, India's foremost checkout network, today announced the introduction of its innovative checkout offering, Simple Pay After Delivery, SPAD, to enhance trust and convenience for millions of customers across the country. Corpay introduces netting feature for intercompany invoice settlement. Corpay, a Fleetcor, NYSE, FLT, brand and global leader in business payments, is pleased to announce that Corpay's cross-border business has launched Netting Manager, a comprehensive solution that streamlines and automates the settlement process of internal invoices for corporations with global subsidiaries. Gat Investment Bank leans on Currency Cloud for new multi-currency app. Currency Cloud, the expert simplifying business in a multi-currency world, has partnered with Malaysia-based Gat Investment Bank to launch Gat Money, an app offering an alternative solution to new clients who need a global banking solution which offers access to competitive FX rates and an extensive cross-border collections and payments network, all in one place. 3S Money integrates with Transfermate. International payments platform, 3S Money, and Transfermate, the world's leading B2B global payments infrastructure as a service provider, have today announced their agreement to enter into a strategic partnership. Episode 6 appoints former HSBC chief as new chief revenue officer. Episode 6, E6, a leading global provider of enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure, today announced the appointment of Brian Muse McKenney as chief revenue officer, CRO, reporting to E6's CEO and co-founder John Mitchell. Form 3 completes FedNow certification. Form 3, the cloud-native account-to-account platform, today announced that is among the first in the industry to complete testing and certification for the FedNow SM service, the Federal Reserve's new instant payment offering that launched on July 20, 2023. Monese XYB integrates with Paymentology. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, today announces its strategic global partnership with Monese's XYB, end-to-end coreless banking platform provider, launched in May 2023, and poised to shake up the banking industry. Archax unveils 24/7 crypto exchange. Archax, the global, regulated, digital asset exchange, broker and custodian, has today announced the launch of its institutional-focused, 24/7 crypto exchange. Johannesburg Stock Exchange and Big XYT from joint venture. Big XYT, the independent provider of smart data and analytics solutions to the financial community, and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, JSE, the largest stock exchange in Africa, today announced the launch of Big XYT Ecosystems. FCA finds banks have a mountain to climb to meet new consumer duty. With the new consumer duty set to come into effect next week, the Financial Conduct Authority has found that 7.4 million people unsuccessfully attempted to contact one or more of their financial services providers in the 12 months before May 2022. N26 appoints Chief Risk Officer to fix AML and compliance issues. N26 has filled a gaping hole in its leadership team with the appointment of Hypovrensbank's Karina Kazol as Chief Risk Officer. Revolut offers accounts for non-citizens in the U.S. Global financial super app Revolut has announced that it is now offering accounts to non-citizens lawfully in the U.S. who do not have an SSN or ITIN. Tamam Finance, Lean Technologies sign Mo to augment finance management. UAE-based fintech Tamam Finance has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, Mo, with Lean Technologies to introduce open banking services that augment finance management. Gym UEMOA taps key Luxembourg players for the development of GIMPAY. Senegal-based Interbank Group Gym UEMOA has partnered with Luxembourg-based companies development of GIMPAY. NEO launches a report on SMEs cross-border payment challenges. Spain-based treasury management, payments, and FX fintech NEO has launched a report about the challenges SMEs face regarding cross-border payments. Food delivery startup Swiggy co-launches credit card with HDFC Bank. India-based food delivery startup Swiggy has offered its customers a credit card as the company increases effort to drive engagement and retention. Grasshopper Bank partners with Cable. U.S.-based Grasshopper Bank has announced its partnership with financial crime effectiveness testing platform Cable to improve its compliance capabilities. Deloitte partners with Chainalysis. UK-based fraud and financial crime advisory services company Deloitte has partnered with US-based blockchain analysis firm Chainalysis. Jeeves expands product offering to include prepaid cards and cross-border payments. Jeeves, a financial operating system built for global companies, backed by investors including Andreessen Horowitz, a 16Z, CRV, and Tencent, has expanded its product offering to include prepaid cards and cross-border payments. Support Pay launches tool for sharing, managing and tracking expenses between caregivers. Support Pay, the fintech solution that began by helping parents manage child support payments, share expenses, custody, and communication, today announces the expansion of its trusted payment platform to all caregivers. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.